This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting, quote, military infrastructure, end quote, as well as a weapons storage unit at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Mr. Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that President Biden was hoping to avoid. Early in Mr. Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an interminable effort to establish a lasting Mideast peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. The UN Human Rights Council said Thursday it would hold a special session on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories amid deadly violence between Israel and armed Palestinian groups in Gaza. The session, planned for next Thursday, will address, quote, the grave human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, end quote, the council said in a statement. The session was requested by Pakistan, which is the coordinator of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the Palestinian authorities, it said. This is VOA News. Thousands of Syrians flocked to their embassy in Lebanon Thursday as expatriates and refugees kicked off voting for next week's presidential election, which is expected to keep Bashar al-Assad in power. Buses packed with Syrians jammed main roads leading to the embassy in Babada, south of Beirut, where a sea of people had gathered amid tight security. Some of the vehicles carrying voters came under attack in several parts of the country by groups of young men who lobbed stones or pounded passengers with their fists. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. India's output of COVID-19 shots for August through December is likely to be lower than the government's public estimate, according to internal projections shared with Reuters by two sources. Lower than expected production could delay India's plans to vaccinate all its adults this year, amid fears the country will face another surge of coronavirus infections in the winter. India's ongoing second wave, the world's worst since the pandemic began, has overwhelmed its health system. Nicaragua approved Russia's single-dose Sputnik Light vaccine against coronavirus Thursday, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, or RDIF, said, citing Nicaragua's health ministry. RDIF is responsible for marketing Russian vaccines abroad. The slimmed-down vaccine developed by Moscow's Gamaleya Institute has been earmarked for export and has been billed as a way to help vaccine supplies go further in countries with high infection rates. The RDIF said it is nearly 80% effective against COVID-19 and costs under $10 a dose. South Korea said Thursday it will conduct a clinical trial that mixes COVID-19 vaccine doses developed by AstraZeneca with those from Pfizer and others. The decision comes as a growing number of countries look into using different COVID-19 vaccines for first and second doses amid supply delays and safety concerns that have slowed their vaccination campaigns. A health official said the trial will include around 500 military personnel who were vaccinated with a first dose of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.